Hey guys, welcome back to Gist and Juice with your girl Susie
and Lexi.
Nice to have everyone back. Nice to be back. How are you doing, baby girl?
Oh, I'm all right. Same as usual, you?
Yeah, I'm good. Obviously, after.
First of all, shout out to everyone who tuned into last week's episode. Last week was the funniest episode we'd done. And I had so much fun doing it.
What, you reckon?
Yeah. Do you know how funny that was? Like, I felt like a kid all over again, Susanna. Like, when we were talking about... Yeah. Anyway, when we were talking about whatever. But I felt like a right kid. And I just thought...
It was pretty explicit.
It was. But you know what? We thought we'd come back and give you guys a part two.
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for part two, you know. I don't know about that, you know.
So welcome back, everybody.
Nah, it's good. It's good. Thanks for tuning in. If you're new to our channel, welcome to Gist and Juice. We talk about everything and anything.
Yeah.
Filter free. We speak our minds.
Most of it's our opinion.
Yeah. Last week we spoke about sex, specifically...
I don't want to say it. That's why I just keep going silent.
I said to Alex, pre-recorded, I said, I'm not going to mention that specific
topic. Yeah, neither am I. I just feel like a kid, so but...
Like, I was a bit immature last week, but I don't care.
But I'll be honest, we just sounded like little kids last week.
No, nah, but I feel like we're being ourselves, innit? So
We're not that immature, but today, don't worry, this one's a lot more mature this week.
Yeah. We've grown up in a week. I ain't.
No. Oh my
real talk
gosh.
Though. How's your week been?
It's been all right. Nothing major happened.
Been busy? Working?
Yeah, just work. Same as usual.
Yeah, same really. Nothing exciting to kind of mention.
Yeah, no,
do you know what I mean? But yeah, I'll let you take the lead. Go for it. Okay. Tell them what we're
going to
talk about.
So I just want to start by just saying, when you're in that kind of situation, so going off from last week, we were just talking about sex and we were talking about anal, and I'm saying, going from that... I just got to say it. Yeah, we were talking about anal and I was saying, well, there's nothing wrong with it, but if you want to do it, take your time and be open to try a new thing. Because when you do get in a relationship or you start dating someone, things change and sex is always going to be a part of it.
Of course.
So I would advise people that don't do it if you're not ready, and just take your time and think about it if you know you want to do it.
Okay. You done, girl.
I know. I was just like, yeah.
Nah, so I agree. There is a lot of things attached to the topic sex. And last week, we kind of solely focused on the funny. Yeah. Well, what we found was funny in it. Like, it was funny in that moment. But all jokes aside, yeah, Alex is right. You know, each to their own. What you want to do, that's up to you in it. Obviously, just keep safe
it's really
and protected.
Important to like do your research as well. Like,
what to do with what sex?
Yeah, like if you know you want to try anything, do research as well. Like, I would recommend signing up to Love Honey. You know about Love Honey?
No.
They sell like sex toys, lingerie, just things for couples in the bedrooms, or not even just for couples, but they do it for like men and women, like sex toys, lingerie. They have games. They like massage oils, lubes, all of that stuff. So anything kinky in the bedroom, you can go on Love Honey. And I signed up to their, I think it's their weekly, you know, that subscription thing that you sign up to. I signed up to that. And then every Saturday, it's like position of the week.
Okay,
and it's like, they give you like tips, sex tips and like ratings on the latest things that they have. And I think it's really, really good. I think a lot of people should try that one out.
I just want to say, obviously, before you get into anything that's out of your comfort zone, make sure it is what you want to do. Make sure you've done your research. Physically, you can adjust to it. Just make sure you're safe. Make sure it is what you want to do and it's not something that you feel pressured into doing. Just don't jump into something if you're not sure about it because somebody else wants you to do it.
Yeah,
with them.
No, you
don't.
Have to feel
that's not why you should do it.
Comfortable
exactly
and
mentally
relaxed.
You've got to be prepared for certain things, you know what I mean? Like
some things you don't expect to happen, but obviously for you to be able to like know what you're doing, know that you're feeling comfortable,
yeah, because you know what, it might be something you will regret. So mentally prepare yourself for something like that. Maybe for some people it's nothing in it, but something like anal, it might be big for somebody. So make sure it's mentally you're prepared and it's something that you want to do and it's consensual and you're not feeling like you're obligated to do it because you're in a relationship. Just make sure you're ready in it.
Yeah, like,
it's make not sure by force, you know?
Up to Love Honey for their newsletters every week.
Yeah, Alex is co-signing.
Like, I am, like, yeah, I am. And I do,
I don't know about it, but...
Like, I read some research of it. I don't read all of it, like, but I am looking to invest in, like, a new sex toy and sexy lingerie, so I know I'm going to be going into Love Honey. Unless there's, like, other companies out there that I don't know about. Because I don't want to go to the Ann Summers and Listens and all them. Nah, I'm all right. Like, a lot of those places don't really sell my sizes, and if they do, I can wear the bra once before the bra just breaks or the wire comes up or something like that. So I need something that's definitely comfortable.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
So with regards to sex topics...
Let me start off by asking you a question, Susanna.
Oh, gosh.
Does size matter?
Wow! You didn't even warn me about that question. Alex, there was no heads up. I swear we had like 10 minutes pre-recorded.
Well, we're doing a part two.
My God, did not even...
Because I think there were things that we didn't touch on as well that we can also touch on today. So let's go. Does size matter?
For me, it's a 50-50. I can't say yes and I can't say no because it depends on how you work it.
Yeah.
Like, and also... what you can do with it, innit?
I totally agree with you there, and Susanna.
If, like, it's too big,
yeah, like,
and it's causing me discomfort, we ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, honestly, like, I think we're not gonna make it. Sex is like something. There's a connection. There's chemistry. There's so much more into sex when you're having sex. So
you don't want to be in pain for it.
Yeah, it's not always about size.
It's not real.
Okay, if you like it, I mean, there's some people who love it. Nothing wrong with that. Some people like small
girl,
things.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's what you like and what you're comfortable with.
Yeah,
that's one thing I think I've definitely learned.
So for you, does size matter for you?
It used to.
Okay.
I used to only want...
So what changed your mind?
No. I had a boyfriend, did it?
Oh, wow. So I'm not even going to ask her. I'm not going to ask her any questions about that.
I think that was like, okay, it's not always about the size, isn't it? But I was always just... I guess I was lucky because I think... That's what
he
I got.
He was well endowed.
Yeah, that's what I got. But no, I have other friends that say no, size don't matter. Some girls are like, I'm not doing nothing smaller than X inches. Da, 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 da. No. I'm like, listen, size don't matter.
Yeah, I think it's, if you think too much about it, it becomes something, innit? So I try not to think too much about it. Anyway, drop it like it's hot.
Biggest turn off in the bedroom.
Personal hygiene.
Yeah.
No, that shit is...
No. Do you know what? Yeah, I'll be honest. Remember I always say that meme where the girl was carrying the guy?
Yeah.
Anything that makes me look masculine in the bedroom is a turn off.
Oh, really?
So imagine if I have to hold him, like, to keep him stable while he's drinking me.
Maybe because he's been going in ham, innit? And he needs some sort of support towards the end.
Do you know what? I don't know. I think because I like men who are... Macho men. Yeah, I don't know. I like that. 24/7, but obviously definitely in the bedroom. So,
I mean, apart from personal hygiene, like, that build up is important.
Yeah,
if you try to go straight ham, unless I've already asked for it, then it's different.
No,
but I need that warm up
when they're like.
It's like trying to ram
a person is like overdoing it. Girls can overdo it as well,
something,
you know.
Something
I've heard
inside
about girls
that just before
in the
we've warmed up. You can't do that.
No. You have to warm up. You got to feel the vibe. Like,
you got to connect, innit?
Yeah,
like,
feel the room.
Yeah.
Like, read the energy.
Even
like,
if you have to do some sexual dances.
I was saying that, like, you have to take your time. Like, you can't just go straight into it. Like,
I mean, maybe when we were younger, it was different, but
as you get older,
it's important.
And you don't have time for it anymore.
Yeah.
We don't have, everyone just works.
Even if we're kissing
hours.
For a good 10 minutes and we're talking and we're, you know, like.
Sometimes
caressing.
That's probably even. Yeah, it's true. Foreplay sometimes can even be better than the sex.
Yeah, true.
Like,
well, not for me, but true.
No.
I mean, it's a bit of both. So I think you have to balance it. You have to balance things out. You
really?
Can't just go ramming, jamming straight
no,
in
think.
There. Like, no. Everything needs to be...
How do you deal with, like, embarrassing situations? Have you ever had an embarrassing situation? And how have you dealt with it?
What, in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Like,
so imagine
you answer that question first. I actually do have one, but it's normal. But I'll let you answer the question
first. I was just going to give an example, like, a sexy dance gone wrong.
Have you done a sexy dance gone wrong?
No.
No, but then you're not giving an example that's happened to you.
I've never had any... Probably. Nah.
Okay, this is very, like, personal, but anyway, I'll say it. You know, like when you're in the middle of being intimate with your partner and then too much air enters the it makes that funny sound. For me, I get all like paranoid and like, anxious about it. I'm just like, what the fuck is that?
And your body gets all tense. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You're thinking, do you think I just fall?
No, you know when you're riding and then you're riding on top and then you go, well, you're looking at me like you don't ride.
No, I'm waiting for your drop because with you, I don't know what to do.
Like, you know when you're riding and then you just try and go down a little bit more and it just comes out. I'm just like, fuck it, no.
Oh my days. Because like, you broke it.
Nah, do you know... I'm thinking that can put me off. That can scar me mentally for life, you know.
What?
That
is dangerous. If he goes soft or if he just...
No, not him. Out. If you... I say you're rising. No, I didn't say that. No, I said when you're rising and you fanny fart. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. Fanny fart is embarrassing.
I'm not, imagine that rising and then go soft.
But...
Has that ever happened?
That's him. No, but that's
him. No, what would you do if that happened?
Rising that means mentally he's kind of... It's meant something to do... To be fair, I don't feel like it's... Sometimes it's purpose. It's on purpose.
It's purpose.
I don't feel like it's on purpose. Sometimes it's to do with just as us women, it's to do with our mind and how we get aroused and how we get wet. Them too, it's to do with their mind, isn't it? So something might block their mind. Maybe if they smoke, they drink. Just anything in it. They could have thought about something that just made them go soft in that minute. It might not have anything to do with you. I try not to make it feel like it's me. Because if I feel like it's me,
oh my God.
Oh my days, we're having a conversation.
We will have a conversation. Oh my gosh, the way I would run away.
Yeah, like I'll feel away. I'll be like, "Rah, am I really not doing the most for you right now?"
I don't even know. Like, I think that's almost like a big turn off for me.
That is a turn
going
off
back to the first one. Like
it will literally, like it's going to put a mind block onto
you. Yeah, because I'm just like, I can't look past it.
Yeah,
like
it's not like I can't. I'm choosing not to because I'm thinking too much.
Yeah,
I'm thinking way too much. I can look past it, but I'm thinking way too much to the point where I've blocked myself.
Really?
Yeah, it's happened before. Man. Like where I blocked myself, not because it's gone soft like that, but just because I blocked myself. So your mind is so powerful, you know, especially sexually. Like it's so powerful. If your mind ain't with it, and you're just there, like okay, let's get over it.
I started thinking of. Imagine you're having sex and a guy just starts singing. Just start singing.
Wasn't it you that asked me a question? Like, what song would I want to?
Oh yeah.
We didn't even record that. She asked me. Yeah, this girl, she's magic. She must have asked me what song. If I could sing during sex, what song would I sing? I'm like, what the fuck kind of question is this? Like, but then I was like, you know me, I'm a slow jam baby. So I was singing this new song that I've been rinsing nonstop, yeah. And then she's like, is that what you would really sing? Like,
I was high.
And I thought about it, I was like,
I love that. I don't love that song, but it's a good song, I can't lie.
I thought, okay, that song's a bit too deep or too, like,
mushy. Can you imagine? I was low.
My voice alone will probably make him go soft.
No, like, you know when he'll just be like, what is this? No, but I think of the most weirdest stuff, honestly.
I got a question for you. Because you've been dropping me with random stuff. Do you fake it?
What?
Do you fake it? Like, fake like you're enjoying it, fake like you came. Do you fake it? She's laughing. That means, yes, she fakes it.
Fakes it?
Yeah, like all the time.
You can't say it like I don't fake it.
Not all the time. You're saying, well, do you fake it? Like, you know, like you're going, really, it's just like, oh, okay. Do you amplify the sound effects?
No, I have done before, I'll be honest.
Do you feel like you amplify the sound effects to make it feel like, to make him feel like, you know, he's doing a good job?
Do you know what? I think I just did it. Just because I've never done it
did
before.
Did it?
I think I just did it because I've never done it before. But I think there was another time and I did it because I was not enjoying it. I just wanted to be done. Like, it's like,
that's the most annoying thing. Is like, you just kind of want to be done.
I was so disappointed. Like, you know, when I had to, like, even when I was walking home, I had to just put my head down. And
just, it wasn't good.
You know, you can't even add that one.
All right. To add to that, how long is too long during sex?
Oh, yes. So, would you rather have an hour of straight fucking,
what, no breaks in between?
Yeah, an hour
yeah
straight.
Definitely. I already answered that. You don't even need to give me the second option. No, I would actually be tired.
But what's the second? What's the second?
I'd be dry.
The second option is 10 minutes of hardcore passion.
Yeah, I feel like if I don't come, as long as I'm enjoying myself, then it's good. But an hour straight, no breaks.
I'd be so tired.
Like, no, honestly, it'd be like a desert down there.
Oh, if I'm
the friction
about it,
would hurt. Like,
yeah,
so,
no, that's too much.
An hour straight is a bit too long. I mean, obviously,
no, I wouldn't even say if I was younger. No,
like,
way.
If I have a drinking break, have a little sip of juice.
He's got the juice.
No, thank you.
He's got the juice.
No, thank you. All right. No, I was going to say one, but that one is too pornographic. Go on, drop me with your question.
How do you feel about watching porn?
Funnily enough, I had this conversation the other day.
You're having a lot of sexual conversations.
No, I'm trying to open up my mind.
I'm thinking, who are you talking to about sex? Susie, the sex guru.
What if I told you I got a sex WhatsApp group?
Oh my gosh.
We should start one, don't we? But with regards to porn, it's never been something that I've ever been into. So I remember you guys were asking me on the live stream about porn and what's my favourite category. I'm like, what the fuck is a category?
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't know about porn like that.
Do you know
that.
What? Yeah, I'll be honest.
I haven't actually searched for porn like porn that. Porn so itself
is a massive industry.
Exactly. So that's why.
It's a massive industry and I wouldn't even know where to start.
I found it so difficult to answer that question because I actually personally have not gone out of my way, looked for porn and watched it. Unless somebody sends me a stupid video clip on WhatsApp and I'm just watching. That's the closest thing to porn, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, I've seen so
I actually had this conversation and I needed to venture to see if it was something that would entice me.
Hmm.
And watching somebody else do it and then do it in the process, like, I was just like, that could be very interesting. Like, it might turn me on, it might not. But it could just be interesting. It depends on what I'm watching and who's doing. Yeah, like I said to you before.
Yeah, it's a big industry. Like these websites, there are thousands.
Do you remember when I said to
pages.
You guys before in the live stream and I was like, you know what? I would like to watch one where there's like a scene. You know, like when you're watching a movie pre-build up and then, you know, when you're watching a movie like with your mum, you're watching a film with your mum and then the sex scene comes on, like, and you're like looking at yourself and looking at your mum, looking at your brother, you're like, what the fuck? What do we do here? Well, she asks questions like, let me just quickly change the channel. So, I like that whole going into
because
sex.
Obviously, you know,
if you just go straight into daggering, like, that's just for me, there's no build up.
So you know, there's even a category for that.
I like the build up.
So we need to, yeah, I need to research what category it is you like. I need to tell you what to watch.
She'll find out what category.
So,
I like.
Yeah, there's a category for that. So it will be like a build up in a film.
No, but give me ideas of names of categories.
Okay, there's the basic ones like pegging.
The fuck is pegging?
Like men that. Is it? Yeah, I think it's pegging where men, there's a dominatrix or whatever.
Oh, they put pegs on your nipples.
Yeah, and then there's also one, I think there's another one called dogging where like you're at literally.
That's all they do is dogging.
Car. No, you'll meet a random stranger. Imagine just sitting in an alley.
That's a scene then.
And then a girl's just naked like that and then you'll just be fingering her and wanking her fun. These things are bad.
Wow.
I've actually got deep.
I'm
not even trying to do the basic ones.
I need
ones,
to
like,
open my mind and actually look at these things before I start talking.
There's cosplay. I don't know. I don't understand
what
that.
What does that even mean?
I think they have colourful wigs and they're all dressed up.
Okay.
There are like, they will do things like Beauty and the Beast. Like,
what's a popular?
I don't actually know, but if I go to like most popular videos, it's normally like old men and young tiny girls.
What do you mean by old men, please?
Gangbangs, Chinese girls.
Okay.
So I look a lot. Literally, when I look,
You heard it here first.
Now I
want to
see what it's all about because people.
No, it's interesting.
Just talk about it a lot. And where I was growing up, people always talked about sex. And I was like, what is the big hype about it?
Yeah, no.
Like, what is it like? And I'm thinking, and I watch these things. You know, there's where men get beaten, where they're like beating girls.
Oh, that dominate. Yeah, that's like films, isn't it? So when you see things like
sex
bondage
parties,
and all that type of
like
stuff,
swingers, there was a reality show.
In films.
I think it's called Swingers, reality show called Swingers, where two couples, they basically meet to swing. Sometimes it's their first
time.
What,
swap over?
Oh, yeah, they've done
would you do
like
that? Would you just swap over your man?
No. Because if I look at another couple, I'm like, ooh.
The thoughts that are running through my mind.
No, that's crazy. Do you know what? Yeah, the reason why I don't want to do that, I don't want to open the door to something that I don't want to do. That's
exactly.
I think that's my problem when it comes to
you
sex.
Know what? I don't want, like, if I'm in a relationship, I don't want to plant seeds that I know that I'm not going to be able to water.
And the thing is, I know, if I'm not happy about it, my reaction is always 10 times worse than it needs to be. So
yeah.
I'm an exaggerator. So if I'm upset, instead of me coming to talk to you, I'm not going to talk to you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, and I'll be more pissed about
more
like,
resentful.
But I agree to do this, and it's going to open up.
Yeah,
a whole
need to be at a place, like I said, mentally where I can be consistent with something. I can't
what
say.
What happens if you fall for the other guy?
What, first time doing that? We won't even get to that stage. But that's no, that's
no, what if you're better than your partner? What if the girl is better than you?
In bed, but obviously, like I said, for me,
no, I can't have that.
Like I said in a live stream, I know I haven't mentioned this in the podcast. For me, it's all about connection. Like yeah. I can't do one night stands. I need to have a connection with you before I even get to that intimate stage. Because intimacy for me is a lot to do with the mind. So I need to be turned on mentally by you, you know, like, so you have to come with some intellect as well, man.
Yeah, like
that's how you get me, baby.
Like you can't have somebody you're not sexually attracted to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I said no.
So everyone,
that's all mad. Like what? Yeah. No way. No.
Ooh, I didn't even ask you this one. Length or girth?
Like I said, it depends what you can do with it.
And
if you don't know what to do with it, it's just gonna hurt.
No. Okay, so if you was to be able to go into build a ting, yeah. So there's a shop in Bromley called Build a Ting. No build a bear, build a ting.
Alex, you're actually a witch.
You can go and do whatever Alex you need to do.
So don't you think that's gonna offend your man? Baby, let's go to build a ting.
No, I'm talking about you. So you could get one.
To create my own.
Or you could create my own
penis. Boom. Right, I don't know because I need to explore myself and see what it is I like.
No, but you must have an ideal size.
No, because I don't do sex toys. So if I was to try that, there's a lot that I don't do. This one, so like I told you, I'm a bit frigid. But it's a bad thing, guys. If I maybe explored with like maybe different sizes and dildos and stuff, and then I would know what it is I like, innit. But like I said, connection for me, if it's with a person, I have to be mentally connected to you. But in terms of size and stuff like that, like it depends on how you work it and how connected we are. Because if I'm just, imagine you're beefing your man, like, and he wants to do it and you don't want to do it. What then?
Innit, what do you do in that situation? Like, I don't know. What, yeah, I was even thinking about sex toys. I'm going back to Love Honey. I'm just looking for it as I'm thinking. There's, you know, I think I've told you about it. There's a sex toy, but you control it by app.
That was sick.
That is what I'm looking at.
Oh my god, is it like that one in 50 Shades of Grey where he gave us some little ball thing to put inside and then he's got control, the remote.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I ain't gonna lie, I would try that.
That is something that I'll definitely
try. But what is that? The thing with me, I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, so I'll be thinking, what's in this metal thing?
No, do you know what? Yeah,
what if it explodes inside of me?
No, I think I'll run away. I think I'll try and take it out of me quick because I don't want
to. But in a public place, that would be so exhilarating. I'm not gonna lie to you. That would be quite exhilarating. I would just like, this is quite like fun. I think the whole idea of it and everyone else not knowing that would turn me on, like
mind blowing.
Yeah,
like
exactly. That is so exhilarating. I'll just be like, oh,
look at all them. Some of them just look uncomfortable. So
I mean,
some of them really do look uncomfortable.
The whole idea for me of using sex toys, it's not something that's ever been like something that I've actually thought about doing it and done.
App controlled vibrators.
But with regards to
look at them.
Oh wow.
There's so many varieties. Check it out, guys. Like there.
No, she's out here promoting Love Honey.
Control vibrators. No, seriously, out here
promoting Love Honey. For the public. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I proper like the selection, and because I bought from Love Honey before, I know
what did you buy from Love Honey? I wanna know.
This is when I first tried it. So I bought a little mini vibrator with interchangeable heads, and I think they had a cell.
Wait, what do you mean by mini? Was it like
a little bullet.
Not a bullet? Okay,
it was like a little bullet, and then it was like a round, and then it had like little tops, so interchangeable tops. So there was like a spiky head.
Oh my god, I think I've got a bullet. I think I got it free when I bought some lingerie in probably about 5-10 years ago.
Yeah. And listen, put a little, I'll give you some batteries. Put it in there. I don't see how though. Watch. Trust me. Just try it. It opens the door to something new.
Dust on it.
Trust me, you learn so much about yourself, especially during sex. You know what you like and you know what you don't like, and you're still exploring. Because remember, you said
the penis gives me headache.
So no, I would recommend this. I want to try it.
I'm not frigid, guys. I'm very open.
There's even a male masturbator one. Yeah, I need to.
That looks like a Hoover.
That looks uncomfortable.
Alex is out here showing me like penis Hoovers.
I really want to try this. I can't lie.
So that you get some. So what about for you? Length or girth?
Dum, dum, I think dum. Girth. I'll be honest.
Really?
Yeah, length too long. I hate it.
What, it's all hitting your cervix and shit? Yeah.
No, it's just like long and skinny, like a frankfurter.
No, no one said spaghetti.
No, like a frankfurter. No,
I'm done. Alex said like a frankfurter. No, have you had a frankfurter before? She's gone quiet.
She's gonna leave me alone, yeah? Oh my gosh, Cindy, they're so good. Some are even out of stock, Susanna. No, but I don't want...
Alex is still on this website browsing. I feel like she's trying to advocate for them so that I can actually purchase my first toy. I'm trying to get interested,
like...
Listen, yeah, now people are thinking, okay, look, I'm probably going to start getting fucking DMs about offering their services to me.
Yeah, no,
stuff.
I think, no, you should... No, I don't know why, but I just want you to try it. Once you try it, you let me know.
Okay, I need to open my mind a bit more. The toy thing, I don't know. You've told me about toys a long time ago. Till this day, still.
Like, literally, I'm that comfortable to go out and get you one.
I know you would. I'm not.
Like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna do it.
No.
But you're not gonna finger
Alex
me.
Alex is gonna come back with an anaconda toy. A one that I can't even use.
Like, it's gonna be fun for the both of you. It's, and the thing is, yeah, when you do this stuff,
for me and who? Me and the toy.
Yes. And if there's another person involved, that person too. But no, it's fun.
Alex is like, I've only done advertise for me,
and there's so many out there that I want to try.
Okay, well that's interesting.
Remember I said to you, I want to try some new things.
We can look online. I'm open to
it. And I think I'm gonna do a talk about my reviews on some. So I want to do.
Yeah,
one.
We can do that.
Do reviews on some. So
let people know, because I feel sure like it's important. Tuned. You know, sometimes some girls don't even come from just
know
like,
your
the,
body.
The
like, okay, it's
tongue.
Fine if you don't have sex every day. But as you get older, you're learning new things, because I definitely don't fuck the way I used to when I was, however, like, even
I mean,
4 years
it depends
ago,
on the person that you're with. Sometimes some people bring out some
and you learn new things.
And you
so.
Feel more comfortable, particular people mm-hmm. exploring. Some people don't make you feel comfortable enough to explore. Do you know what I mean?
Luckily for me, I'll be honest, I've always felt sexy. So when I am...
But it's nicer when the guy makes you feel sexy.
Sexy, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, yeah. And so I've been quite lucky, and you know.
What about spanking? Do you like spanking?
I don't have a bum, so I feel bad for the person.
You have a bum. This girl.
No.
Guys, I'm gonna post a picture.
Let's be honest. I never used to.
And okay, what are you doing now? What about spanking?
I feel bad for my ex. Sorry.
I like it.
No, but I feel bad for him because there's nothing there, so he's just slapping. It's like a piece of paper is getting slapped. And I'm just like, oh, I feel so bad for him. I can't even shake it or jiggle it to make it look a bit more like. Nice and voluptuous.
You've got a bum, Alex.
No, now I do. I've got a better bum than I had four years ago, I'll be real. But now I can, a little jiggle.
Okay, what if you're in the middle of being intimate with the guy, right? And you're just not having a good time? What about if his facial expressions are just turning you off?
What I'll do, I'll have to exit.
Close your eyes.
I am a genius for exiting any situation.
Okay, tell me how you would exit mid-sex.
Okay, so if he's in me, I'll just pretend I need to go to the toilet. Or I'll just be like, I'm not really feeling well. I would just, listen.
What, mid-sex?
Yeah.
Oh, I
feel sick. If I'm not feeling it, I'll give it like 5 minutes.
That's a long time to
give
it.
No. I think 5 minutes in my head is like 20 seconds.
Yeah. 5 minutes in sex time is like 15 minutes.
No, 5 minutes is like 5 hours. Especially when
you're not having a good time.
If you're not that feels like 10 years, blood.
If you're having a good time, if you're not having a good time, 5 minutes is 5 hours. You're right.
Oh, mate. You feel like you're enjoying
so
those.
Like, what if it's good, but then you turn and you look at his face and his facial
expression. And I'll be like, if I'm put off, if I'm tired, I'll be like,
Do you ever think about your own facial expression?
No, because I know I look good.
You look good.
In it.
These times, I mean, if you record yourself, your face is all clapped out. I always think, oh my God, how does my face look like?
Can you imagine if your eyes were open the whole time? I'd be like,
do you ever go into the mirror and do your sex face that you think you've done during sex?
This
is how I look like.
No. No, because you know what? I think I need to do it in front of a mirror. That's what. Try a different position.
I want to. Do you know what? Have you had sex in front of a mirror before?
No.
Oh,
never.
I have. I love it.
Never.
That makes me sound so vain, but I like looking at him, looking at me, doing his thing, and then me looking. I like it. Because then I'm watching my angles and I can make myself even more sexy. I don't know. It's all in my mind, isn't it? I guess. Like, I don't want a mirror on the ceiling though.
I feel like I'm a mirror and you're just posing into
the
me.
The whole fucking mirror on the ceiling thing makes me so paranoid. I've never done it with a mirror on the ceiling. But the mirror on the ceiling, I'm so paranoid.
It's like a music video. No, like Justin Timberlake music video.
What I think about is Final Destination. This mirror is going to break and fall on top of me. That's all, I swear to God, that's all I think about. It freaks me out. I don't know why my mind is so like this.
I think you've got to be in a different type of wavelength to have a mirror on your ceiling full stop. Because yes, I don't even think about that, I'll be honest. I don't see the attraction.
What about the guy picking you up?
Yes.
This girl, yeah, she don't hold me. Like, yes.
Yes. Like, mate. And as heavy as I am. As heavy as I am.
That's hot. That's hot.
That was sick. I was like, nah.
I'll tell you what.
Do you know what? I had to put him in my top. In one of the top.
Mate, you're right there. Shout out to you.
Got scored highly for them.
girls give scoring, guys. Girls give scoring. Do we? I don't really, but girls do. I mean, you know what? Guys give.
Listen. I remember there was a girls conversation I was too. Having years ago when I used to work in the bookies, didn't it? With these girls talk. So we was in my mad group chat, and we was talking, and they were talking about how if there's a guy that they've slept with, yeah. They're not even going to look at them in public. We're not doing any of that. I think it was even New Year. There was even like memes going around. Like if I've had sex with you before and it was not good, I can't even look at you. You don't look at me. No, but it's funny. No, you've obviously got like people that.
Have you bumped into people that you've had sex with before in public?
People?
Or someone that you've had sex with?
Yeah. But.
It's rare.
Do you know what
it is?
It's rare, and I have like
unless we're friends and we're friends. But I haven't bumped into someone on the road and be like, oh, you're shit.
I don't live in the same area as my
even
ex.
If I did, I just haven't like it's not. That
yeah, I don't live in the same. Yeah, we don't live in the same area.
I'll keep it moving up. I've grown up.
Yeah,
you was yeah. Be bye. Now there was something I was gonna say. Yeah, girls do keep girls do give ratings, but girls give ratings and keep talking, sorry.
Yeah, okay. So I was even gonna, oh my gosh, I didn't even show you the other day, yeah. That meme. Did I show you that meme the other day? Of it said nobody and skinny guys, so skinny guys, and they just had a big picture of a big.
Oh wow! Yeah, we spoke about this the other day. Yeah, about, no,
skinny guys just have girls massive
penises. Tins.
Like that word, when someone's penis. Like someone said it the other day, I cringed. Do you know what? Yeah, I never used to cringe at anything. I don't know what's wrong with me now. Yeah, you could talk to me about anything, about anything sexual. I'm cringing. Obviously, in this conversation, I had to like. You know, be quiet and be mature this time. But last week, you saw how cringy I was getting over the most littlest things.
Bro, we were talking about anal.
I know, that makes me cringe.
You know anyway. That I was already cringy before.
I think I have a lot more turn-offs.
Than turn-ons.
Yeah, because I think about all the turn-offs.
What is your biggest turn-on?
I don't think I've experienced it yet.
Really?
Yeah, no, I've not experienced it yet. Like, I've not experienced it yet. Have you ever squatted?
Yeah. That's what I'll say.
You thought you said it
once. I thought I pissed
myself. Yeah, no. Oh, mate, girl. Okay, let me ask you. I've got 10 questions, okay? You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Would you rather be whipped? Would you rather whip or be whipped?
Oh, depends on the whip, though.
This is spanking, not like...
Oh, I'd rather be spanked, yeah. What am I going to spank him for?
Like, that goes back to the A1.
To be fair, I don't mind, yeah. Giving
can
him
you
a good...
No, that is disgusting! But
babe, I'm sorry.
No. Would you rather have your hair pulled or your back scratched?
Back scratched. Don't pull my hair, please.
No. Whatever. How do you scratch someone's back?
How can you pull my hair?
Oh, yeah. I'm back, you see these guys? They have nails. They do their pinky fingers.
If your nails are not going to mine, it's a complete turn off.
Can you imagine? Cut your nails, people.
All right, answer the same questions that you're asking me. Would you rather be spank or spank? Would you rather be spank or spank? What would you rather do?
I'd rather be spanked.
Okay. Would you rather have your hair pulled or your back scratch?
Hair pulled.
Okay. Next question.
Would you rather dominate or be dominated?
Dominate.
Be dominated.
No, I like ticket mix, but no. I like to tell you what to do to me.
I'd rather be dominated, but nothing too crazy.
No, what? So, okay, what do you mean by dominated? Him no. tell you, baby, spread. Okay.
Yeah, he can tell me what to do.
Like, I like it if he was, I would tell him what to tell me, and then he has to know what I want him to do first. Can't just come and be making
you know what, yeah, I'll be honest, if I'm going to be the one
My dominatrixness is a bit...
I would, do you know what, I'll be in the texting before I get home. Mm. I'll be texting you that stuff before I get home. I'll even be sending you pictures.
I think everyone says, oh, whose P is this? Whose D is this?
Yeah, that's boring now, isn't it? When you're over the age of 25, we ain't got time for that.
No, I still like it, but things like, oh, I'm your bad girl. Show me I'm your bad girl. And things like that. And then he spanks you. That's my subtle dominating. Yeah. That's my subtle dominatrix. No. I go and drop it.
Would you rather have a cupboard full of sex toys or kinky outfits?
Kinky outfits.
Really?
Yeah.
They get boring.
No, to be honest with you, I'm a naked person, so I prefer naked. I don't know. I haven't experienced sex toys. So I don't know.
Would you rather sleep with someone on the first date or wait 6 months?
Depends.
Yeah, like this is.
I'm at an age where I'm not. I don't care if you judge me or not. But
yeah, this is one of the ones I was asking you earlier. But
I don't think there's anything that you can do on the first date that would make me want to sleep with you.
But you know what? I've heard some people say...
But there's nothing wrong with it.
I've heard some people say that...
If I was on it, they've
had longer lasting relationships with people.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
They've had sex on the first date than people that they've had to wait 3-4 months or 6 months for. Yeah,
there's absolutely nothing wrong with it because you could be disappointed 6 months down the line.
You could be disappointed on the first date. I'll be like, bye.
At least then you know.
I don't go on dates anyway. You won't wait 6 months. That ain't ever going to happen for me, boy. I swear that I don't go on dates, so... Yeah. Sorry. Well,
next one.
Would you rather have unbelievable sex that lasts 10 minutes or average sex that lasts an hour?
Unbelievable sex. Come on. That's not even... Come on now. That was a silly question.
Would you rather your partner be kinky or romantic?
Romance turns me on.
Oh, I don't know.
But so does kink. So I don't know.
You know what? If it's kinky, sometimes it's too much.
You can get carried away with the kinky.
Yeah. Romantic.
We can teach each other when it's romance.
Romantic. Yeah, be romantic.
I don't want it to be kinky all the time. And every day, sex. Okay, not that bad. But come on, it gets tired and boring. Come on, let's do something else. Romance it a little bit. Come on, spice things up a little bit. You know what I mean? A bit of flowers on the bed. You know what I mean?
Would you rather swallow or spit?
Ah! I saw this. I was going to ask this question as well. Spit.
Spit all that shit. It's not coming inside my temple.
There's nothing wrong with swallowing. I'm not... No
there is.
Anyone.
Don't do it.
No offense to anyone. It's not... Unless the person has got some sort of infection. Nah. But yeah.
Would you rather have sex with the light on and light off? Light off.
Why am I having the light on, please? No, why is that? Please, why is the light on full beam?
Oh, in it shining, give me a headache.
Why is it? Why is the UV light on full beam, please?
Mate, would you rather have sex in the shower or on the kitchen table?
Kitchen table. Who wants to stand up all throughout?
In the shower.
And I've got this thing about dropping and banging my head. It depends.
That's because there'll be soap.
No, because there's limited position. I'm not going to put my bum on the shower floor where feet have been. I can't.
It's our house.
Okay, it's our house, but still, I've got phobia in my head. I would just be thinking, oh my God, I've got transferring. No,
your bath will be clean anyway. You're going to your bath will be clean. You're not serious.
But no,
you've deeped it way too much.
The kitchen counter is nice because if the washing machine's there, there's a bit of vibration upon there.
Ah.
There you go, a bit of kinkiness coming
in
out.
All
you
these
know?
Questions. So
she's bringing out something in me. So you said shower, yeah?
Yeah, shower.
I'm definitely not fucking using your shower. What? Or your kitchen.
No.
Best believe if I when I'm in my place, yeah, with my man, just know that we've done it everywhere. There's no place in the house.
Even when I think about that, I'm like, I don't even want to sit on this. I just don't want to go to people's
there
houses.
There is nowhere in my house.
I think as I get older, when you lot all start having relationships, I'm not coming to her. I don't want to sit on the sofa. Right. You lot have had sex.
This is an important question.
Yes, baby love.
What is your expectation in terms of being with your partner? Consistency level in terms of how many times you have sex in a week?
Ooh.
Or is it a day?
Yeah, I'll be honest. Sometimes I can do it every day for about 5 days in a row.
Mm.
And then there'll be times I don't even want you to touch me.
Yeah, it depends on your mood, innit?
So I think it's between three and five times a week is nice.
Minimum. That's what I've always said. Yeah. Between my minimal was between five to seven a week, But then saying that, if I'm hormonal, that affects my
ability you're going to do whole, like 10 to 19 days.
And, you know, coming onto that subject, staying on that subject, the length of time and how many times you do it is important as well, because when we're on our period, sometimes we go from we're on a period from 3 to 7 days.
That's
a whole week out of a month, that stretch that you're not going to do anything for. Or if you guys are doing it, that's up to you guys, isn't it, that you do it during that time. But we have to make up for lost time, innit? So we have to put in that cardio.
So that's how we're on it, like, all the time.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, my love.
What's your current favorite position?
I don't know, but what would I say? I don't actually have a favorite position, to be honest.
Your current one that you'd say is suitable.
No,
for
I like mood. Riding.
Okay, like, so you're cardio girl. You like putting in that effort. That's why you got strong legs.
No, my legs have all gone flabby. I'm like a baby Bambi now.
I've got strong legs.
My legs ain't strong.
No,
as they
I like
used
that
to be,
lazy position. You know that.
To the side.
How do you know?
To the scissors.
No, but the thing,
scissors.
You know, I've showed you.
How can you do scissors?
No, but you remember the position I was trying to show you with the leg, and you asked Susanna, what are you
that
trying
is
to
not
do?
That, though. That is lazy.
There was that one where it's like that.
Nah, that's how I know you sit down all the time. You're always sitting down.
I like that whole. No, but the thing is, you need to know how to adjust my legs. And it's not like I will just sit, like, lay there. I actually give it back. So.
Don't you feel like you're scrubbing the carpet?
No.
You're a carpet scrubber.
What? What the fuck?
No.
No, you got to give back.
I want to move.
Because you know what it is? When your thigh, especially if you've got thick thighs and your thighs are together and you're doing it from the side as well, it's like it's adding that extra, that warmth to his penis.
No.
You know? Nah, I like it. I like it. Also, and there's many things that I like. There's like a frog position.
And I like, just look at him holding his face, he's holding my
hand. No, I don't like him looking at my face. No, don't pull my hair, please. No, you know, like, there's this thing, where I'm on my back and then I put my legs like I'm doing yoga. Oh, holistic Sue. Okay, go on, Alex.
Oh, holistic Sue.
And my legs are, like, crossed up in the air like this. And it's, like, it's brought to my chest. And then, for me, it kind of, I'm giving away too much, guys. Let me just...
In there. You're giving, like, your secrets.
In there.
Hey. So, girls, let us know your secrets, because I want to know what y'all are doing in the bedroom.
No, we have to be open.
We've got to talk about that stuff.
Let's be a bit more short, so I had to be open and, give you guys a little bit of spice there.
You know.
But, yeah. So, I mean, sex is a massive subject. There's so much to talk about in that.
People say
we could
sex.
Be here, we could do like 17 podcasts just strictly on sex every week, talk about something different essentially, but obviously we're not going to do that. We got other things to say.
So
I think we should leave it here, because if you guys want another episode on sex, let us know in it. Shout us on Instagram.
It's always fun to do an episode about sex.
Shout us on Instagram, whatever.
Spotify.
Twitter. Just holler at us, let us know if you want us to do another episode on sex, because your girls can say a lot. Do you know what I mean? And you guys might be able to teach us something
some new tricks that we can talk about, and we can talk about our experiences in that. But definitely make sure you listen out for, I'm going to do a sex toy.
Your girl
Sue
is sounding like she's some boring
person. So boring. So I've got to do it soon then. We've got to put you to a test. So probably then give me about 6 weeks.
For what?
I'll get you a toy. No. You're not thinking about me.
No.
I'm going to do it.
No.
I'll find one that's good for you.
You know what you can bring me?
Cake.
No, you know who you can bring me. Don't say his name, but you know who you can bring me.
Anyway.
Okay guys, thanks for tuning in. We love you guys and your continuous support, and
see y'all.
I'm gonna let Alex give you a little outro jingle.
Guys, make sure you follow us on Spotify,
Just and Juice.
Instagram,
Just and Juice.
Twitter,
Just and Juice.
Everywhere.
Just and Juice. We love you guys.
Take care. Have a blessed week.
Be safe. Bye.